7:39, glad to have you along with us. We're going to go right to Jennifer Simic. She's with the Lubbock Arboretum, and we've got the Roberta Davis Memorial Water Garden Tour. Now, go ahead and give us a rewind on this. Roberta Davis is used to be the proprietor and her father of the Garden Patch.
That's right. Roberta Davis was the go-to gal in town for water gardening. And we're so sad that when she passed away, of course. But her memory lives on in ponds all over Lubbock, Texas, and the surrounding communities. And so we're doing a water garden tour, of course, to benefit the Arboretum. And it's this coming Saturday. Now, we're doing it differently this year. Usually we do like a 9 to 3 kind of a thing. This right. year, we're doing 9 to 1 in the morning, but then we're opening the ponds up, half of the ponds up again in the evening from 8:30 to 10:30. So you can come by and see the evening lighting that's going on in these ponds. And, you know, when most of us are at home in the evenings, we have our pretty lights on and everything in our landscapes. And so you'll get to see what these ponds look like when they're lit up.
That's a wonderful idea.
That's the best time to enjoy that kind of stuff, you know? When you unwind in the sun going down.
I would love to have something like this in my backyard.
Now, this is,
I think that would be so nice.
This is what a big misconception. And I think a lot of people, you see them in some of the box house stores and they go out and they get stuff and they think, well, I'm going to dig me a hole. I'm going to have me a pond. It doesn't work that way.
Not quite that easily.
These are actually, if you study these in not very great detail, you'll find out they're extremely complicated. And what you're doing is you're creating and managing an entire ecosystem.
You're creating really a water feature. Now, we've got different, they're not all ponds. You know, we've got some of them have, you know, waterfalls. There's one that's gigantic.
Really?
It's like 60,000 gallons of water or more, and it's a great large pond with a big fountain in the center. There's all different kinds on the tour. Most of them are smaller ponds that you could just stick in your backyard, and a lot of them have been done by professionals that do ponds for a living, and then some of them have been done by the homeowners. And so if you want to do it yourself, you can.
Yeah,
you just got to get the know-how first.
Now the thing is you can make a water feature and you can have a pond. I'm not saying that you can't, but some of these actually are with the natural vegetation and stuff like that, and fish, and you know, there's a way that you actually have to, you have to create this thing in a manner where it can thrive on its own. It's really interesting stuff.
Now, are all these water features, are most of them or any of them like water reuse as far as like captures rainwater and then reuses?
Some of them are
thinking right now is probably, are you kidding me? A water feature right now when we're in a drought?
I know. It's some of us, though, long for better weather, I guess.
Yeah.
No, a lot of these gardens do capture and reuse water. I mean, they recirculate the water that's in them. And if you have them situated in the right place, then you don't lose as much to evaporation. Like if you've got them in part shade, some of these are sort of ecosystems. There's koi fish in there and frogs. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when we went to visit one of the homes, to make sure we wanted to, you know, had a spot for it on the tour, had to have been 1,000 little frogs that had just hatched out after the rain and were all over the place around the
pond.
They're
so cute. That's when awesome. They're little. Then they're big and squishy.
And then
later.
They're big and squishy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm the spokesperson for Sparkman's Nursery. I've done their TV ads, and they have a beautiful water recapturing pond-like fountain thing that's just, and I'm like really wanting something like that.
They can be really beautiful, and you can capture rainwater and use them. There's a lot of interesting things you can do.
Okay, we are going to be speaking tomorrow about the Water Wise Garden Tour coming up later on in the year, September, actually on the 21st. But for now, go ahead and give us the ticket information, how people can get a hold of you.
The tickets are $8, and that's for the morning and the evening. You can go to one or both, and you can purchase them at the Arboretum or at any home in the tour. Now, if you got Saturday's AJ, the list of homes is in there, and they're on the Arboretum Facebook page as well.
Okay.
And children 12 and under get in free. Again, it's 9 to 1 in the morning on this coming Saturday, and then 8:30 to 10:30 in the evening. And we hope you come out and support the Arboretum and see these beautiful homes. Now, also at the Apple Country Orchard has a water garden feature. I don't know if y'all knew that, but we've included it on the tour, and they've got, they're throwing in a drink and dessert for people who are on the tour and with their lunch special.
Oh, sweet.
Out at the Apple Orchard?
Out the Apple Orchard. So you can go out, visit the home in Idaloo. We've got a few in Ransom Canyon, one in Wolfirth, and one in Idaloo. Mm-hmm. You can go visit the Idaloo home and then go grab lunch at the Apple Orchard.
Okay.
Sounds like a fabulous idea. And the $1 $8 ticket will get you into
everything.
Morning and the evening.
Morning and evening.
All right.
Wonderful.
Hey, Jennifer, thanks for being with us. That's the Roberta Davis Memorial Water Garden Tour. We'll have more information on the WaterWise Tour coming up tomorrow morning at 7:44.